This week, the winner of NPR's Tiny Desk Contest was announced, and from thousands of entries, this song triumphed.
Cuando miro afuera, cuando miro adentro, cuando miro afuera otra vez. De la periferia hasta el mero centro, siempre soy testigo y juez.
This is Milonga Occidental, performed by Boston musician Elisa Amador. For Elisa, music has been a lifelong family affair. Her parents, Rosie and Brian Amador, are founders of the musical group Soli Canto, which for over a quarter of a century has thrilled audiences with soulful ballads and lively dance rhythms. Last year, Soli Canto celebrated its 25th anniversary with a live album, En Vivo en Familia, or Live in the Family. It was then that Elisa Amador and her mom, Rosie, talked to us about their musical family. Appropriately, our interview aired just before Mother's Day.
Back when Elisa and her twin were 7, we recorded a children's album together.
We were the built-in backup
singers.
Right. Free child labor.
That's right.
Family business.
But here's the thing. They took off musically on their own. Elisa started composing at age 15 and performing. Mm-hmm. And we made this album because she has one foot out the door already. Had it not been for the pandemic, she would be on the road constantly. And we really wanted to create something with her that included all of the songs that she had been singing with us for some time. And then we finally did it. So it's a huge celebration of our togetherness as a family. And in a way, it's also a launching of Elisa into her own path.
And I want to talk about that, Elisa, with you, because you're drawing a lot of attention on the indie music scene. And your voice, Elisa, is so beautiful, and it's different from your mom's.
You.
And I wonder, let's hear a little bit right now of one of the songs on the album that you wrote, Elisa, Home Again.
I made myself some tea, and I sat upon the rug, braided years before I was. Twinkle in your eye under me, holding all of the dust and the stories of my youth. My new England.
Elisa, what's the inspiration for the song?
I wrote this song as I was packing up my college dorm room, preparing to move in with my family for the first time as a young adult. At first, it just seemed like a little portrait of me moving out, and then that line came, this rug that was braided years before, I was a twinkle in your eye. And my parents always say that, especially when I was younger. They said, oh, when we first started Soli Canto, when you were a twinkle in our eye and we toured here and there. And so that came, it had been floating around, I guess, in my memory. And it came out in that moment as I prepared to move back home, but as a young adult this time, and just a really poignant time. And it felt really right to put that on the album and for them to learn how to sing it with me.
So what do you say I come home again and I leave these old books behind? Can't take back the miles that have kept me away, so I'll thank them for shaping my mind.
And I wonder what it was like, Rosie, for you as Elisa's mom to be learning a song that your daughter wrote and singing along with her.
That's a great question, Lisa. Because Elisa has been singing and composing for so long, and I've fallen in love with so many of her songs, when she invited us to sing along, I just felt so honored and excited, because there's nothing more exciting than being able to sing on your daughter's song, just as she has accompanied us on so many songs for so many years. So kind of, you know, what goes around comes around.
And this takes us to the song Amaras. This was written by Brian, your husband, Rosie, and your father,
yes.
Elisa. Let's hear a bit of it.
O tal vez no, tal vez no.
vez a encontrar tu alma gemela.
No. O tal vez no.
Tal vez tu media naranja resulte
tal
limón.
This is a song in the rhythm of bolero, Cuban bolero, that Brian wrote for our twins. Amarás means you will love. And the verse, one of the important verses, says you will love and the object of your love won't always deserve it. You'll cry. And maybe from your tears will spring a new enchantment. Or maybe not. Maybe.
Or maybe, you didn't, I was going to say the next line, or maybe your better half turns out to be a lemon.
That's right. You like got
his,
it.
I like his realism. And singing together like this, what is it like now versus what it was like before Elisa, before you broke out on your own?
It's quite surreal,
it is.
I have to say, having been born into this band and this lifestyle, knowing every nuance of what happens behind the stage and every minute of the work that my parents put into creating a performance and really understanding the ins and outs of being a musician and crafting a concert. And they really taught me everything I know. So to come back after college and to create this album together where we're really both coming at it as full people.
That's
and
it.
Approaching the music with all of our heart. It's just really beautiful, and I'm so grateful it was recorded.
You guys are mother and daughter. Don't you ever argue?
Oh, yes.
Never.
What?
Jamás.
See, we've already argued on this interview. We're already disagreeing. No, we drive each other crazy sometimes.
Sometimes, but not often, I have to
no,
say.
No.
We're both pretty open-hearted and good communicators, and we
yeah.
know that to solve any problem, you just have to be real.
Yeah,
you
and yell at each other a little.
Every now and then.
And then hug.
Exacto.
But when you're working together, mm-hmm. I mean, are you ever tempted, Elisa, to actually say to your incredibly proficient mother, I'd rather have you sing it this way? Or same thing with Rosie, you know,
oh, yeah.
do you ever say,
yeah.
yes, darling, that's beautiful, but.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
We have very open discussions about
yeah.
arrangements.
When you're yeah. in a band together, you just have to
yeah.
get comfortable with that or else you would never get through a rehearsal.
I wonder if you can give us an example of how you find a harmony that works in your individual styles. Is there something you could just give us 30 seconds of?
Let's see. Oh. Can we think of something?
Tonada.
Tonada, in which we yeah. sing in our individual styles?
Tonada de luna llena.
Yeah?
And I know Brian is nearby.
Shall I put the headphone
okay.
on him?
Just for a sec, yeah.
Hello.
Hey, Brian.
Hi, how are you doing?
It's so nice to talk to you. Congratulations on the 25 years and on the album. I'm just wondering if you can direct your daughter and your wife in a bit of harmony, and you can even join it, that your
oh.
family is so fond of and does so beautifully.
Okay, well, let me get a note and we'll try that.
Okay. We'll just do a little snippet here, right?
Okay.
Yep.
Yo vi de una garza pobre dándole combate al río. Así es como se enamora tu corazón con el mío. Yo vi de una garza mora dándole combate a un río. Así es como se enamora. Así es como se enamora. Tu corazón con el mío, tu corazón con el mío.
That was amazing.
Oh, good. We were
going to
keep going and I had to decrescendo us.
Oh, no, we'll have to save the crescendo.
I
just want to thank all of you, the three of you, and wish you, Rosie, a happy Mother's Day.
Yeah. Thank
I don't know,
you.
Elisa, are you a mother?
Not
no.
yet, but I do want to say to my mom, thank you so
Aww.
Much for being my mother, for raising me and
Aww.
For teaching me how to just completely give myself to this craft and for supporting me through it all. You've
well,
taught me
I
so much just by
so
being.
So proud of you and so happy for you. Thank
all
you
right.
so
well,
much
good
for
luck.
Having
Congratulations.
Us, Lisa.
Congratulations. Happy
thank
Mother's
you.
Day.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's Elisa and Rosie Amador speaking with us last May. For more about Soli Canto and to see Elisa's Tiny Desk winning video, go to hereandnow.org.